Run towards danger. A long time ago, I went skiing for the first time with my Boy Scout troop. At first, it was pretty cool on what they call the bunny slope. But after that, it got even cooler, except for what they call moguls. These can be artificially created or naturally created. The natural ones result from the grooves that are kind of dug into the snow by the skiers. As a beginner, I wanted to go down steep hills, but sort of diagonally, kind of like a switchback going up a huge mountain. You can go straight, but it's too hard. So you slowly make your way up, going back and forth, crisscrossing the steep mountain higher and higher. Skiing down a big slope for beginners is kind of the same, but moguls mess everything up. These are made by advanced skiers who turn back and forth very quickly. Turning quickly is something beginners can't do well, but advanced skiers love that kind of thing. It's one thing to point your skis forward and coast downhill, but navigating these little hills is a very advanced skill. Of course, they have both in the Olympics. One is a straight shoot to see who can go the fastest, but the other is a mogul course to see who can best navigate all the obstacles to go around the obstacles as quickly as possible. We have it built into us that it feels good to navigate obstacles effectively, to watch it and to do it. They even have courses dedicated to navigating obstacles called, naturally enough, obstacle courses. Only those elite athletes or those who wish to become soldiers can navigate these obstacle courses. The most successful entrepreneurs, generally speaking, are the ones who've navigated the obstacles the most effectively. But built into the very idea of an obstacle is a way to make money. Everybody looks out into the world and sees a ton of problems, obstacles standing in the way of them and what they want. The more of these obstacles you solve for others, the more money you'll make. If you are a guy or a gal, if you have the personality that crushes obstacles rather than fears them, you will be much more valuable, both to employers and to lovers. We can imagine two types of humans way back in the day, those who ran away from obstacles and those who ran towards them. Guess who we descended from? Destroying obstacles is built into your DNA. The more you enhance this innate human trait, the more you will enjoy life. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/tools.